Chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and they were gathered together at Soko, which belongs to Judah, and camped between Soko and Azekah, in Ephes-Damim. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and camped in the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath, of Gath, whose height was 6 feet 8 inches. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was clad with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze shin guards on his legs, and a javelin of bronze between his shoulders. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted to the armies of Israel, and said to them, "Why have you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants to Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants, but if I prevail against him, and kill him, then you will be our servants, and serve us." The Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man, that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed, and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And in the days of Saul the man was old and advanced in years. The 3 eldest sons of Jesse had gone after Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. Now David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. The Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. Jesse said to David his son, "Now take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain, and these 10 loaves, and carry them quickly to the camp and give them to your brothers, and bring these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and see how your brothers are doing, and bring back news." Now Saul, and they, and all the men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took, and went, as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the place of the wagons, as the army which was going forth to the fight shouted for the battle. Israel and the Philistines put the battle in array, army against army. David left his baggage in the hand of the keeper of the baggage, and ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, look, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the ranks of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were terrified. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? He has surely come up to defy Israel. It shall be, that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house exempt in Israel." David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man who kills this Philistine, and takes away this disgrace from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The people answered him in this way, saying, "So shall it be done to the man who kills him." Eliab his eldest brother heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why have you come down? With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down that you might see the battle." David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" He turned away from him toward another, and spoke like that again, and the people answered him again the same way.